Hello and welcome to another edition of Mondays with the Mayors, a program where we talk with the top administrators of Central Kentucky communities and ask them your questions. I'm Alan Lytle, and joining me on the phone today is Winchester Mayor Ed Burtner. Welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Mr. Mayor, we'll get to a listener question in a minute, but first off, recently the Kentucky Concealed Carry Coalition, a gun rights group, filed a lawsuit against your city claiming Winchester's ordinance banning firearms from city parks violates state law. How is the city responding to that charge?
The matter is being reviewed by the city attorney. We may have some action on our agenda this coming Tuesday night to correct and cure any deficiency we have in the law. Basically, there was a statute adopted in the 2012 General Assembly that addressed this issue, and I was not aware that we needed to make a change. We certainly are going to comply with state law, and as I say, we may have some action on the agenda Tuesday night to address the matter.
So when you meet and discuss this this matter, what kind of actions are you contemplating taking?
Well, what we're contemplating taking is coming into compliance with the state statute. The backdrop or the background on this is that in 2009, the Parks Board requested the city and county government to do a joint ordinance to provide some teeth on some rules that they already had in place with regard to their parks. And there were about 16 different things that they prescribed or limited within the parks. And they had never had an ordinance in place that provided any enforcement authority. And one of those was doing archery or carrying weapons, concealed weapons, in the parks. And again, it was a request of the Parks Board. It only related to the park facilities. It did not apply to any city or county properties other than that. And so it was clearly on the books, no question about it. Then the statute was adopted in 2012, and again, I was not aware. Maybe I should have been aware. Maybe it was my fault not to be aware, but nevertheless, we're aware now. What's curious to me is that we received no phone call, notice, email, letter, whatever, that I'm aware of, that there was a deficiency here or a lack of compliance with the state law. First thing we got was the lawsuit. But, you know, we have taken a look at our ordained regulation, again, for the parks only. And I think we're going to take some action next Tuesday night at the meeting, or at least that's the plan.
All right. The Amazon.com customer service center in Winchester has not even opened yet, but already Trade and Industry Development magazine listed it among the nation's top 30 projects for 2012. So
correct.
What impact do you expect Amazon to have on the local economy?
Well, actually, there is a presence in the community already. They have approximately 250 employees. Most of those are located in Winchester Plaza in a temporary location. They have a permanent facility under construction in the industrial park across the street from the Bluegrass Community and Technical College. It will be about a 70,000 square foot customer support facility, and they plan to be open with that facility by August. Their employment will be approximately 500 employees, and seasonally they will go up beyond that. But a bigger impact for Amazon being in here is that we believe they will be an excellent corporate citizen. They already have connected with our schools and our school system and trying to figure out ways to help there. Also, a couple of community charities such as Little League Baseball and trying to provide some scholarships for kids that otherwise would not be able to afford the fee for participation there. So we believe that Amazon will have an impact on our employment situation, but we also believe they will be an outstanding corporate citizen.
Okay, our listener question this week comes from Graham in Clark County, who wants to know why Winchester's municipal utility fees have increased so much recently.
Well, there are two reasons. Winchester is a what is referred to as a consent decree community. We are one of several communities that are under court order, and that court order is a court order issued by a U.S. district court as a result of a lawsuit brought by EPA against the city of Winchester and WMU several years ago. And basically, and this is not so much different from Jefferson County or the city of Lexington or Northern Kentucky or several other communities. But basically, what Winchester had been doing is that we had been violating the Federal Clean Water Act by allowing for what's referred to as sanitary sewer overflows, which means that during high rain events, lids pop off of off the sanitary sewer system, and you have raw sewage flowing out into the streets and eventually into the creeks and streams, and it's untreated. And this is part of a plan and a strategy that EPA began implementing 10 to 15 years ago, of basically cracking down on communities throughout the Southeast, and not just in Kentucky, but the southeastern states. So the long and short of it is we are under court order to eliminate those SSOs, and in order to do it, we are building a new wastewater treatment plant in the lower Harrods Creek Basin. We are eliminating and or upgrading pump stations that were defective. We're redoing sewer lines. This is all under court order, and as a result of that, we are having to spend a good deal of money on the sanitary sewer side. On the water side, we are at the point where our treatment capacity is getting very close to the point where we have to look at expanding and being able to address the water needs for the community. We have a main water transmission line that comes up from the plant to this town that's over 100 years old. We have a plant that parts of the plant are over 100 years old. And we have needs within the community that have to be addressed. This is part of a plan that the community put in place on the water side dating back to 2008 and dating back to 2009. With regard to the sanitary sewers, and we have had to increase rates as a result of meeting the capital needs for the improvements that we are required to make. It's not pleasant. I don't like paying more. Nobody likes to pay more. But the fact of the matter is these are improvements that have to be made to the system.
All right, Mayor Burtner, our time is up for today. I want to thank you for joining us today on Mondays with the Mayors.
I appreciate that very much, and I look forward to the next opportunity that you will allow me to come on the air.